Blog Talk Radio.
Denise Griffiths is your partner in success. Tune in each Friday as virtual assistants, industry expert, web developer, and online entrepreneur Denise Griffiths interviews industry experts from one end of the internet to the other. These expert entrepreneurs freely share their business building knowledge and provide practical guidance that will show you how to build and grow your own very successful business, be it online or traditional brick and mortar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your partner in success, Denise Griffiths.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to your Partner in Success Radio. Today, I'm excited. I get to welcome Ellen Violette to the show. I followed her around on Facebook and LinkedIn a good bit. I'm very familiar with her work, and I have a lot of questions for her. Ellen is an internet strategist, an author, and an ebook coach, and she helps people learn how to figure out what their really unique message is and how to communicate it to their target market to build a six-figure income, the lifestyle they want, and do this with using ebooks as a focal point to get there as quickly as possible. She's the creator of several books, the 3 Days to Ebook Cash Workshop, Ebooks for Sale in 4 Days or Less, Ebook Profiting Market Secrets, The Accelerated Wealth Blueprint, and a lot more. She's also a published author. Ellen's mission is to give authors, entrepreneurs, speakers, and coaching creatives financial control over their lives by giving them the tools and, you know, really the kind of inspiration that they need to create that six-figure income using ebooks and other information products. So please join us either on the line or in the chat room during the interview to ask questions. And Ellen, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited. Like I said, I've been following you around on Facebook for a while. We've had some interaction, and I'm always aware of what you're doing because you've always got something going on. You're a very busy entrepreneur, I know, with a lot of different projects going on at any given time. So before we launch into all of that, can you share a little bit about yourself with our audience?
Sure. Well, let's see. I've always been a writer. I mean, I started writing very young, keeping a journal, I think, in junior high school. And then in high school, I had a senior project where we got to do something creative for our whole grade. And I wrote a series of poems, and I got an A-, and I was just, like, hooked, you know. And so I also was always sort of political. I mean, I was always involved, and I went to college at Berkeley at a time when it was very exciting. And so putting those two things together, I was always doing newsletters and writing for different organizations, nonprofits, and stuff like that. And then what happened was that I went to college, you know, I was there, and I just really didn't know what I wanted to do. I wanted to be creative, but I wanted to please my family. And they were lawyers and judges, and that didn't interest me at all, and I ended up in architecture. I ended up going to graduate school at UCLA for 2 years, and I was having panic attacks because I was a fish out of water, and I had sort of been lured in because of they wanted people from the social sciences, which I was in, and then you got there, and then that really wasn't what they wanted. They really wanted people totally just into design. So I realized I was never going to do that. I was a fish out of water, and I started seeing a psychologist, and I showed her my work, and she said, "Did you ever think about being a songwriter?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Well, you should. Your poetry would be great songs." So I went to UCLA Extension, and I studied songwriting, and I fell madly in love with it. And I got into songwriting, and I was a songwriter for the next 20 years. And I won a lot of awards, and I got a Grammy nomination, but I never made any serious money. You know, $1,000 here, a couple hundred there. And my husband and I built a recording studio in my parents' house. I grew up just south of Beverly Hills, California. And it just never really took off. I loved it, but, you know, it was always just right there. We were always, like, in the final running and then wouldn't get on the record for the most part until I got the Grammy nomination where I had all the right connections. And then I didn't get another one for 3 years. And it was like, oh, I can't believe this didn't, you know, really help all that much. And then my parents passed away within 11 months of each other, and they had really been supporting us. I mean, I'd really been your typical starving artist, except that I didn't have to starve because I had parents who were, you know, relatively well off. So after that, we inherited an earthquake-damaged house. We lived where the freeway went down, you know, near Santa Monica Freeway. And so we fixed the house, and that was where my architecture came in very handy. And then we moved down to San Diego because I just wanted to get away from everything, and we spent summers there the whole time that my husband and I had been together with my family. And so I wanted to be, I thought maybe I could be a big fish in a smaller pond. Well, that didn't work out. There was just nothing going on musically. And my husband was a hypnotherapist. There was a therapist on every corner. So we bought a condo, though, and it was right when the market took off, and we started making, it started going way up in value, and we thought, oh, my God, we made all this money on my mom's house. Now we made all this money just sitting on this house. Maybe we should buy, fix, and sell houses, and we enjoyed doing it. So we started doing that, but what happened was, is first of all, we were moving every 6 months. It was stressful, and it made me really sick, and second of all, what happened was that I got burned out really fast because it was intense. You know, moving is one of the most stressful things that you can do. So I ended up saying, okay, I got to figure out what I'm going to do. So we ended up taking a property management job just to defer costs for a while. And so we thought we'd be buying more property, not knowing that the property was going to tank. But also the market got too hot and there was just nothing to buy. So I got online and I started looking around and I found ebooks that I'd always wanted to write. And I thought, this is great, because I hated the fact that in music, you know, there were gatekeepers and they had the ability to keep you out. And I wanted to get directly to my audience, and I didn't want to be rejected with book proposals. And I knew that the odds of getting a book deal were slim and hard and all that. So when I found ebooks, I thought, this is amazing. And so I got online and I started writing an ebook from an ebook. And I had a really hard time. And I thought, oh, my God, if it's this hard for me, and I've been writing all my life, I can't imagine how hard it would be for other people. And I tried to find an ebook coach, and there weren't any. And so I thought, oh, this is perfect. I'm going to become the ebook coach, and I'm going to figure out a better way to teach people how to do this. And so that's what I did. And then I built a six-figure income in 2.5 years. And I've been teaching people to write an ebook in 72 hours or less for the last 7 years. And I've taught people all over the world. And then how to market it to create their own financial success and, you know, keep creative control and live the life they've wanted to live, work from home, stop trading time for money, and get their message out to the world.
Ellen, I know that ebooks, for a while, I mean, everybody knew what an ebook was, but I don't think that many people would really pay that much attention to them. And then all of a sudden you were able to market your ebooks on ClickBank. And I personally know people who do very, very well at marketing their books on ClickBank. And now, of course, you can get them on Kindle. You know, ebooks are pretty much the wave of the future. In fact, didn't I read somewhere recently, you probably read it too, that ebooks are now becoming the quickest downloads. They're almost up there with music. Unless I read that wrong.
No, I didn't, but no, I know they're hot.
Yeah,
I mean, they're very huge.
Hot
right
now. Yeah. They're hot.
Yeah.
And, of
yeah.
course, you, I mean, I'm not saying you need to write a garbage e-book. You need to offer something substantial. What do you tell people? I'm curious. When people come to you and say, look, I've got a great e-book idea, how do you kind of guide them? Because, look, I've downloaded some e-books, and, oh, my gosh, it's a waste of resources on my computer. I have to get rid of them.
Oh, I know.
So what do you tell people? I mean, how do you kind of guide them to maybe write something a little less fluffy and a little bit more substantial?
Boy, I mean, I can't really tell people, you know, what to write in that sense. I mean, if they take my workshop, then they'll learn,
they'll
you know, what I
out.
Expect. But I'll tell you something. What I find is that most of the people who do that, who take the workshop, they're better than 99% of the people. I mean, they're really high quality. And it's funny because most people are afraid that they're not going to be good enough, you know, and so they, that I work with, and so they strive really hard to make it really good. But, you know, I think there's a difference between people who have a message that they want to get out and they're serious about that, and I'm sorry to say, you know, opportunity seekers and just internet marketers who are just in for a fast buck. So, I mean, those aren't really the people that I work with. You know?
Yeah, I think we can all identify those, you know, those e-books. I download a lot of stuff, and if you haven't gotten me at the end of the first chapter, it's deleted.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know, I just don't hang on to it. So you've been doing this for quite a while. Are you still very, very passionate about it? I mean, it seems to me that it's not something you could actually burn out on.
Oh, I'm more passionate than ever, but you can burn out. You can burn out on anything if you don't do it the right way.
Yeah.
I mean, and I went through a period where I was really burned out, and the reason I was burned out was because when I got on the Internet, it was very different than it is today. You know, it was the Wild West, and everybody was saying, oh, you can get rich, you know, so fast in 2 years or less, and you'll be lying on the beach, you know, making money 24/7 and all this.
Melanie, there? Oh, no. I hope this is not going to happen again. Ellen, can you hear me? We had a problem last week when I was talking with Bobby Darnell. We had the same thing right in the middle of the call. It just went dead. So, Ellen, if you can hear me, why don't you hang up and call back? And I'll hang on for a little bit, so we'll see what happens here. What a mess. Anyway, if you're just now tuning in, I've been chatting with Ellen Violette, and she is an Internet strategist, author, and e-book coach. I've actually got some of her e-books, and they're quite good. She helps people learn how to figure out what their unique message is, and that's so, so important. It's one of the things that I see time and time again is people recycling other people's material. Never a good idea. You have your own unique message. You have your own unique voice. You have your own niche market, so to speak. Speak from your heart and write from your heart, and people will pay attention to you. So let's see if we can get her back.
I'm
Ellen,
back.
Are you there? Okay.
That was weird.
I don't know what happened.
Me.
Well, you know,
me.
we had this happen last week. I was talking with Bobby Darnell, and it wasn't his phone fault. We had a lightning strike, and everything in my house just went down. And you know, he had to carry the show while I scrambled around trying to get back. So, 2 weeks in a row, not good. But I'm so glad you're back. I was just telling people who are listening that, you know, basically, people need to figure out. I was, you know, talking about you teach people how to figure out what the unique message is. And one of the things that I find when I download some people's books is that they're basically rehashing or rewriting or reformatting, in some cases, other people's work.
Right.
And that's
right.
Not unique. And I was saying, you know, if you have a message, speak from the heart, write from the heart, and that's what you teach, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, really, the bottom line is the difference between people who are really successful and people who aren't is that people who are successful figure out what's unique about them. Because if you're just a clone of everybody else, why should anybody come to you? You know, they're going to want to go to the original, you know? And so...
That's exactly right.
And not only that, but I mean, I can remember a time, you know, it still happens occasionally, but when someone will come to me and say, well, what makes you different from so-and-so? You know, why I'm in their membership, you know, how is yours different? Well, it better be different, you know, and you better be able to tell them why and how and, you know, what you have to offer that other people can. I mean, what makes me unique is my background. You know, I've been, as I said, I'm a Grammy-nominated songwriter. I was in the music business for 20 years, so all I did was sit around and play with words, you know, and come up with great hooks and be creative. And then I started teaching people how to write songs and then eventually how to write e-books. So, I mean, that's what I'm really good at. You know, I'm really good at helping people find a unique angle, learning how to communicate that. And when you know how to do that, it's like money in the bank. I mean, one of the biggest problems people have, number one, is not figuring out what makes them unique. And then number two is not figuring out how to communicate that to other people. But if you don't know what makes you unique, you're definitely not going to be able to communicate it to other people because you don't even know what it is yourself.
Right.
You know?
Well, how did you identify some of these challenges early on when you started doing this? I mean, I know you had a passion for it, and it seemed like the perfect fit for you, which... as it turned out, it was. But I feel certain there were challenges along the way. There always are.
Yeah, well, actually, I mean, the first challenge was I had no technical, no marketing, and no business background. So I had no idea what I was doing, you know. So that was the first thing. So the first challenge was just getting enough support around me And having enough, you know, I mean, I was lucky. I had, because I had done real estate, I was sitting on a lot of cash. And so I was able to go and get the education that I needed. But even so, I still spent the first year on a lot of free teleseminars, you know, just trying to figure out what was going on, trying to figure out who I wanted to work with. And, you know, but I did spend money and I did learn this stuff. And one of the things that I always tell people is I honestly feel that if people find me, they're so lucky because I spent 70 grand learning this stuff and I synthesized that plus the things I've learned on my own into a program where I'm able to do it for a fraction of the cost and get people up and running. And, you know, I've had people, for instance, Carrie Peters was a client of mine, and she started, when she came to me, she was making $2,000 a month, and in 10 months she was making 90 grand, and in her second year made $450,000. You know, Connie Reagan Green started out with me. She's, you know, now considered an expert online, and she makes a mid-six-figure income. And, I mean, there are many others, and I work with people in all different kinds, not just, you know, internet. Carrie's a health coach. Real estate people, executive coaches, lots of doctors, healers, you know, that kind of thing. And mainly people who are like me, non-technical, you know, who really want to learn this stuff and want to get good at it, but they don't want to get tied to a computer doing, you know, technical geek stuff all day long. That's not right. Why they're doing this, you know.
Well, you said something that I find fascinating, that you spent, you know, up to words of $70,000 learning this over a period of time. I'm not suggesting that people can do that or should do that.
Mm-hmm. I'm suggesting they don't,
yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah.
And this is why when people get an education, like, you know, you have educated yourself. You know, I have a computer science degree. I've educated myself. That makes it very easy for people like us who have done the work and, you know, spent that money to help other people. I mean, honestly, if you need a doctor, you go to a doctor who's spent the money to become educated. You don't go learn surgery on your own. It's kind of the same thing. So that puts you in an excellent position to teach other people how to do the things that you have learned.
Absolutely.
So, and that makes you unique as well, because honestly, and this is just my observation, it might be a little bit snarky, but I'm finding, as we were chatting the other day, particularly in the virtual assistance industry, people are popping up everywhere saying, "I'm a VA." No, you're not. I get so aggravated. I see these people have no skills. They have not taken the time to educate themselves, but they're hanging their shingles out, and I wish they wouldn't. I wish they would find somebody like you or me or any other person in their particular field of interest and learn.
Mm-hmm.
And they will eventually, but oh my gosh. So anybody listening who wants to learn about ebooks, this is what we're talking about. Go to the experts. You know, if you have the time and the energy and the money to learn it on your own, go for it. I'm not saying don't do it, but if you don't have the time, the energy, or the money, find an expert and learn from them.
Definitely.
And I'll say that about any industry.
And the important thing, too, is, you know, when you said the challenges, one of the challenges at once, you know, I got through that part, which is an ongoing thing, like you said. I mean, getting good help is hard. But once I kind of, you know, settled into that. I mean, the truth is that I took off very fast. I mean, most people don't make $1,000 their first year on the Internet. Once I became the ebook coach, I made $13,000 in 6 weeks. And I was making a six-figure income in 2.5 years. For me, the real challenge came after I hit six figures because I'd created a job. And then I didn't know how to get out of it. And the truth was I wasn't making money 24/7 while I was sleeping, and I wasn't sitting on a beach. I was working 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's the dirty little secret of Internet marketing, if you don't do it the right way. And nobody was teaching the right way. What they were teaching was what they wanted to teach, telling you you can make a six-figure income. And at that time, that sounded good to me. But nobody talked about the lifestyle. Nobody talked about your health. Nobody talked about, you know, what the downside was. And so now when I work with people, what I do is I get them to create the right model, the right business model for them from the get-go, and then make the pieces fit so they're going to have a lifestyle and a life that they can enjoy and not be working 18 hours a day and being miserable and getting sick like I did, because what good is that? I mean, the problem was is that the model I learned was, you know, you do teleseminars and you do product launches. Well, there are times where you don't have something going on and all of a sudden there's no cash flow, you know. And I had a month where I had $15,000 in contracts lined up, but I didn't have any recurring income, and all of a sudden they all dried up and I got evicted. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm making all this money, and here I am homeless. You know, I mean, luckily, I mean, I have friends and family. I mean, I would never be homeless, but you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I thought, you know, this is never going to happen to me again. And then I had to completely retool my business. And literally, in a sense, I mean, I still had the products I had, but I had to rethink the whole thing and pretty much start over.
Well,
so,
and that happens. And that's why there's so many continuity programs around these days. That's why, you know, savvy internet marketers who do have, you know, strong products to sell, who want to teach other people, have membership sites. I mean, that's where the whole continuity program came into play.
Yeah.
No. Well, you know, one thing that happens, and I know you've seen this before, is people will come out with just a fabulous, fabulous product, and then all of a sudden you never hear from them again. I don't have any insider information on that. Do you have any ideas?
Boy, I didn't
what
even
happened?
Know that. I mean, I haven't even noticed
that.
I mean, I'm too busy doing my own thing. Huh? Wow.
I see it all the time. I'll see something that
looks
like
a promise. Well, what that means is they have an idea, but they don't have a big idea. In other words, they create a product, but they don't create a business.
Oh, you know? Yeah, that's an excellent distinction.
Yeah.
You're
I teach people how to create a business around the ebook, yeah.
Right. Well, so Ellen, finding the right business model, I know it's critical to your success. How do people
Absolutely.
Do that? I mean, I know how I found mine, but... And when you're talking about 18-hour days, y'all who are listening in now and you'll be listening later, we're not kidding. I've done it. Every entrepreneur I know does this. In fact, I had a business coach. I'll have to share this with you. I have a business coach who, you know, listened very carefully to what I was telling her. And I was experiencing severe overwhelm. I mean, it was bad. Mm-hmm. And she said, Denise, you are a high-functioning workaholic. And I said, oh, that's nice. She said, oh, no, 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 no. You need to be a high-functioning business person.
Right.
And I had to stop and think about that. I was high-functioning, but I was killing myself.
Right.
My back hurt all the time. I mean, I was miserable. But I was a high-functioning workaholic rather than being a high-functioning business person. Big, big difference.
Right.
So y'all think about that.
Right. Well, not only that, but, you know, I've seen this thing on Facebook where somebody said, you know, it was an article, and it was talking about, you know, reading about other people's success on the internet isn't making you sad. And, you know, people go on and they say all their great stuff, but they don't share their dirty laundry, you know.
Mm-mm.
And so people are thinking, oh, God, I'm slaving away and nobody else is. And it's not true.
No, it is not.
It's not true
for
most people.
I knees off. And I knew you became very ill. You had to fight back from that as well. Yeah. So how do people find their niche? And, you know, how do – I would like to just know how when you're working with people, just give me a case study or two if you don't mind, where people have this great idea but they don't have a business. How does writing this ebook help them just kind of blossom forth and create a business around it?
Oh, that's
because
a great question.
Because it's easy to write a book, but now what do you do with the darn thing?
Well, first of all, I mean, in order for this to work, it has to be a how-to. It has to be a how-to ebook, okay? Now, once you establish that, and we all have something that we've done well or that we've figured out that maybe other people don't know how. Sometimes it just takes some, you know, time and focus to figure out what that is. But, I mean, that's one of the things that I help people do in my workshop. But what was I going to say about that? Oh, but the thing is, once you do that and you write the ebook, the really great thing is that usually you can create a program right from your table of contents. And I actually did it backwards because I had my program before I wrote my ebook, but not my first ebook, but my marketing ebook. And so once that happened was I actually took what was in my workshop and distilled it down. But it's a lot easier for most people to do it the other way. You start with the ebook because it's smaller and easier, you organize it. I mean, it took me 7 months to put my marketing program together. It only took me like I did my ebook. Well, this one I did in about a month because, I mean, it was pretty involved. But the first one I wrote, I did do in less than 72 hours. But so, you know, it's just if you follow that, so now I've got the chapters of the ebook, and each one follows exactly what I teach in my marketing course. And then you repurpose it. So in other words, if people are in my ebook Empire Builders membership, they would get a module, my microcontinuity is they get a module a month and they get two coaching calls a month based on that same material. If somebody does individual coaching with me, they're going to get that same material. You know, it's just at a deeper level, mm-hmm. but a lot of it's the same information, and then there's more information and more bonuses and more of other stuff. Plus now I'm now applying it with them to their business. But my core idea for my marketing, I mean, it's used in every single program that I use because it works.
Right.
You know.
And that makes perfect sense. So when let's go back again to the overwhelm, because you know, I'm kind of sensing that when people are writing a brand new ebook and they're thinking, okay, now what? How do I sell it? Where do I go with it? And that's where some of the technical stuff comes in, and they may have to outsource some of that, and we'll talk about that as well. But let's go back just a little bit to overwhelm. What do you, once people have their book and they're having that, okay, now what kind of feeling, what do you tell them?
Do you tell them
to maybe outsource some of this? I mean, how do you help them with that?
Well, what I generally do is I usually have a consult. Well, it depends how people get into my program and which one they come into. But, mm-hmm. you know, if people are overwhelmed, what I usually suggest they do is have a 15-minute free consultation with me, and I look at what they've got going on, and I tell them, you know, assess where they are and where they need to be, and then tell them, you know, their options for how to get there. Because
mm-hmm.
everybody's different. It's not like it's not one size fits all, you know.
Right. There is no cookie-cutter solution to entrepreneurism. We all know that.
No, and that's the thing, you know.
Any of us who do this know that.
Anybody who tells you, you know, buy my system and, you know, it's turnkey and you don't have to do anything, run the other way.
Yep, that's right.
If you're not infusing something of yourself, you've got nothing.
Right.
You know, you've got nothing.
I agree, and I see the same things. I spend a lot of time on Facebook, and I'll see the little ads pop up on the right-hand side. And I've gotten to where I'm so offended by some of them that I block them. It's like, you know, just you get lied to in public. You get lied to by family and friends. I don't want Facebook lying to me as well.
Uh-huh.
After a while, I said, just go away. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you are an entrepreneur, you will work. You will work your fanny off. But you will be working to your own passion. That's it. All you need to know. You know,
well,
you will be working
I don't totally agree. I think if you find the right mentor, if you find somebody who's doing what you want to do, if what I'm, you know, saying makes sense to you and you want to learn more about me, I mean, we're at theebookcoach.com, and it's theebookcoach.com. But, I mean, the whole thing about using my system is you don't have to work 18 hours a day like I did if you use the system. Because, like I said, I slaved through this because I didn't know what I was doing. Right. But when I look back in retrospect, if you've just written the ebook, taken your table of contents, turn it into a microcontinuity program, and then an upsell to a high-end coaching program, you've got a whole business right there.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you know what makes you unique, and then you don't have to work so hard. And then the next piece is figure out all the things that you're doing. And then figure out what are the ones that are essential, what are the ones that are not essential, and work to get the ones that are not essential off your plate as fast as you can. And that's
exactly right. But in the beginning, I have to say you will work your fanny off.
Yeah, in the beginning. Yeah.
In the beginning. Now, if you're smart, you will not continue to do that because, you know, like you say, it does affect your health. It affects your family. It affects everything.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, once you've, you know, as you're saying, have learned to identify what core projects you should be doing and what you should be outsourcing to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
life becomes a whole heck of a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you learn to write
a book
in 72 hours, you know, you can be published in Kindle in just, you know, 60 seconds.
Really?
So you can get out there so much faster now, you know.
Yeah, with Amazon, it's pretty good. Now, do you mind talking a little bit about the whole Kindle process? Are there any tricks or tips that people need to know about that, because that again is something fairly new that's just popping up.
Yeah, well, the thing about that is, you know, you can get published in 60 seconds. That's absolutely true. And the whole thing is, you know, you're supposed to put in your keywords and then people just find you and start buying your stuff like crazy. Well, it's like everything else. You know, that is sort of a fairy tale. I mean, maybe it's going to happen for a couple of people, but for most people, that's not going to happen. And so, again, it's the whole thing of if you think you're going to do anything where it's just put it up there and you're going to make tons of money, forget it. I mean, that just isn't the way it works. It's like any other business. It just happens to be in a medium called the Internet, you know. So the whole thing about Kindle is in order for you to get promoted by Kindle, you have to be an ebook that people are already buying. And so how do you do that? You know, you have to promote it. You have to put it in your signature. Get people that you know to do reviews of your ebook on Kindle. And then once you've sold, it's about 750 to 1,000 ebooks on your own, yeah, then their marketing kicks in. So, you know, that's the key. And then, of course, you say, well, how do I do that? And it's like anything else. There's a million things you can do. As I said, start by putting in the Amazon address in your signature. Use social media. You know, you can create a blog talk radio show around your ebook. Videos. Writing articles and posting them. Guest blogging. Ebook launches. Tours. Podcasts. Giving away chapters for free. You know, the possibilities are endless. So to me, the key is always doing what's easiest for you so that you actually get it done. And, you know, you don't get stuck. I mean, a lot of times people get stuck because a new way of doing something comes out and you don't know how to do it, and then you do nothing. You know, you just get paralyzed. So, I mean, over time I've learned how to do – I remember actually I took Podcasting Secrets a long time ago, and I was like, oh, I don't have time to do this. Add another thing. So I'm going to hire someone. And they wanted like $3,000 to do 10 podcasts. I go, that's ridiculous. So I never did it. You know, it hasn't stopped me from becoming well-known or making a really good living. You know, sometimes you just have to shine it on. On the other hand, video, you know, 60% of people are watching video and only 3% of entrepreneurs are using it. And so I learned how to do video. And do I do it as much as I should? No, but I do it, you know. But my main thing is writing and talking, and that's what I like to do. So instead, you know, I'm starting a blog talk radio show, and I write my ebooks, and that's what I love to do, you know, and coach. So do what you love to do, because otherwise you're going to be miserable. And then and then if there are things that you can outsource, I mean, for instance, like let's say you do a video. Well, you can turn it over to somebody and have them create the transcript of it, put it up on your blog, turn it into an article, and turn it into a podcast or whatever. There's a lot of things that you can do and have somebody and outsource it. But what I found is what was happening to me, this is a huge secret, was that I was doing stuff, and then I would try to outsource, and it wouldn't work out, and I'd end up spending all this money, and I'd get really frustrated, and then I would pull back. And it wasn't until I realized, till I stood back, and I said, okay, what's my core competency? What am I really good at? What do I really love to do? And that was teaching my workshop, number one, you know, because there we actually get into the creativity, and I'm helping people, and it's fun. You know, I like it. So I thought, okay, well, I've been doing this once or twice a year. I'm going to start doing this three or four times a year because, A, it's a great lead generator to my marketing, and, B, it's what I love to do. So when I started doing that, I knew how much income I would have from that pretty much a year from doing that. And that allowed me to then start saying, okay, I know this much is going to come in from this. I know this much is going to come in from other things. And now I can start to have, you know, a budget where I really can seriously start outsourcing some stuff and not have the start, stop, you know, anxiety, you know.
And that's what's so frustrating, and I think that's why, going back to my earlier question, you know, these people will come up with a great product or, you know, ebook or something, and then they just go away. I think that's probably plays into it. You know, they didn't have a business model. They had the start, stop, nothing really happened, and they wandered off and got a job or something.
Right.
I think a lot of people just don't put into play the different things that they need to put to build a
business.
Or they
created a job online like I did at first.
I did the same thing, trust me.
Yeah.
I did exactly, and I own two small companies. I was working myself into an early death.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was miserable, and I love what I do, but oh my God, I was tired.
Right,
so, yeah,
so even when you love what you do, if you're doing it too much, it's too much.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
When you love it, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, you have to go back and figure out a way to reignite your passion. And it sounds like you did that by figuring out what your business model really was.
Yes, and figuring out how I could work less and make more. And,
you
know, that's
what
I said. Everybody was promising that, but nobody was delivering it.
I know, and I see. I have the book, The 4-Hour Work Week. I wanted to see what it was all about.
Yeah, me too. Huh?
Let me tell you something. I don't even think we should talk about that. I don't.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I looked at that and I read it, and I'm just going to stop right there. Anyway.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, too. You know, people think, okay, well, I'm going to buy this and it's going to work for me, and then it sits up on the shelf. Well, one of the things that I've learned, like, for instance, I bought an e-book on doing e-book tours, okay? And I did it because I was trying to get somebody to come on my membership and talk about it, and nobody was getting back to me, and I had promised that's what we were going to do. So I figured, okay, I better learn this. And, you know, I said, okay, maybe I'll do one. So I went and I bought an e-book on it, and I started looking at it. I thought, oh, my God, this is just an unbelievable amount of work. Why would anybody want to do this, you know? So I spent $17 on the ebook. I learned it. I was able to tell other people about it. But by reading about it, I learned this is something I'm never going to do. Okay,
right.
I would much rather do an ebook launch than an ebook blog tour, because an ebook launch, all I have to do is send out I get the partners, you know, that have a targeted market that are selling to people that I want to reach. I send one email and tell them, you know. Give to them that they all send out on the same day, and I collect bonuses, and then we all make money and we build our list together, versus doing an ebook blog tour where I have to show up, or even if I have to pre-write them, you have to write original content for each one, and you're going to do 3 to 5 a week, and you're going to do it for 15 weeks or something. I'm like, oh my God.
That's a job.
No. You know, I already wrote my ebook. I did it once, it's done. I don't want to do that. So sometimes that happens. You know, you'll buy something, and just by learning about it, you go, okay, this is one I can, take off my list. I'm never doing this. I'm not saying I'm never doing a blog tour, but I'm just saying it's not high on my list right now, you know, because to me that's labor intensive. So I do believe in helping people find the ways that are going to be the fastest, the easiest way for them to get where they're trying to go. And so I never say to people, everybody should take my workshop and do this. What I say to people is, A, if you love to write, you know, but you don't know how to get it out in 72 hours or less, and how to market and how to get it up online and all that sort of stuff, then yeah. Or if you've got a message you want to get out, and you know you've got a business and you don't have a lot of time to do this, then this is a great way to get it done. You know, it's not, you can't just go and hire a ghostwriter or something to do this stuff for you. It's your message. You can do the first draft and then have someone, you know. Fix it up for you and edit it for you and all that. But the whole thing about being the expert is there are certain areas where you have to show up. Now, if people hate to write, don't know how to write, or have never written, you know, what I say to them is, and a lot of times, you know, if they're slow, there's usually a couple of reasons. One is they're judging while they're trying to write, and that doesn't work. So, you know, what I'll say to people is if you get stuck when you try to write, then talk it, because nobody gets stuck talking. We all know how to talk.
Yeah,
you know?
That's great advice.
So I tell them, just get out a tape recorder or talk to a friend or whatever and just get it out. Get it out of your brain. You know, do what we call a brain dump. And that's it, you know?
Yeah, and that's actually brilliant advice. I know when I get on my mastermind calls, you know, I mastermind with one person at a time because it can get too intense. But I record every one of them because you don't know. I mean, you're talking about so many different things. You're listening so intently that when you go back and listen, go, oh, my God, I missed that part. I said it, but I missed it. And all of a sudden, you know, you're transcribing, going, oh, that's a brilliant idea. Oh. So, you know, record these things when you can, because you will be amazed at what comes out of your very fertile mind. And you're right. Talking is, for me, is so much quicker than writing. So I speak it, and then I write it.
Yeah.
You know, that works for some people. That's you know, pretty nifty piece of advice. Now, one thing that people will come to me and say, you know, clients in particular, okay, I need an ebook. And this is always what they just don't know how to do. How do they format it? How do they get the cover? You know, those are the technical aspects that people just go, I don't know how to do it, so I'm not going to do it.
Right. As a matter of fact, sometimes it takes people longer to do that than write the darn ebook, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
And there are just so many different things, that can help with this. And I'm sure you teach this in your course, yes?
We go into that, you know, somewhat in the course, but I have another course called Ebooks for Sale in 4 Days or Less. And that's at ebooks, F-O-R, for sale in the number 4 days.com. And that one is really about getting your ebook up online in 4 days or less. And if you just do one thing every day, you know, one piece. Actually, I say in 4 days or less because people have done it in that. But if you did one piece, it would be actually in 6 days. But you can do it in 4 days. But the idea is, you know, I teach you everything about, getting your website up, and getting a domain name, learning how to use an e-commerce, you know, one shopping cart and AWeber, if you're using either of those, how to do landing pages, how to do sales pages, and then how to create an affiliate program, and then how to run a successful affiliate program. And the thing about that is I'm always amazed at how many people say, well, I'm going to wait to do my affiliate program. Don't. Because the whole thing is, you know, you don't want to be doing all the work yourself. You want other people to be selling for you. And the faster you do that, the more money you're going to make. And it's exponential. So if you sell an ebook for, and this is just for numbers' sake, I would never sell one probably this cheap except on Kindle. If you sell an ebook for $10 and you make 10 sales, that's $100. But if you have 10 affiliates and each of them make 10 sales, it's $1,000 and you get half of it. So that's $500 plus your $100 is $600. Versus 100.
Right.
That's six times more money. So you need to get your affiliate program up and running ASAP.
I agree. I have clients who make their living out of ebooks, and you're spot on. There's a lady in the chat room that says, enjoying the show, subscribing to Ellen's newsletter as I listen. I told her I'd let you know.
Oh, cool.
Listen, Ellen, I know you're running out of time. You have another call that you need to run to. Where can people find you on the Internet?
They can go to www.theebookcoach.com, www.theebookcoach.com, and then you'll get access to the newsletter, and that tells you a lot of other stuff that's going on. We're also right now on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/ebookempirebuilders.
Great name.
Ebook Empire Builders.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I know that you've got to run, and you've given some really valuable information to our listeners. And tell them one more time where they can find you.
www.theebookcoach.com and blogtalkradio.com/ebookempirebuilders.
And you're also all over Facebook, so you can be found there.
I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere. I mean, that's why I said once they get into my once they get onto my list, and they'll start getting all the information where they can find all the other things. I'm on Facebook at Ellen Violette, Twitter Ellen Violette, LinkedIn Ellen Violette. So.
Good enough. Well, listen, thank you for being here. Thank everybody for listening in. And the show will be available for download in about an hour. And this is Denise Griffiths and Ellen Violette wishing you a wonderful weekend. And I will see you all next week. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you so much. I really had a good time.
Me too. Talk to you later.
We'll have to do it again. Bye. Not fair. This is not fair.